following takes place 15 years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Can I have your attention? Yeah, hi. Welcome to your local Starbucks. I'm the manager, Rick. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who came out for Ultimate Karaoke last night. Beth, I see you sitting over there. Beth is our champion. She won a t-shirt here from Starbucks. She sung Hey Bulldog, and she blew us all away. So hopefully we see her next week for our championship karaoke round. Now you all know it's Friday night, and that means it's our amateur stand-up night. So, everyone put your hands together for a new guy on the scene. His name is Bob the Bonehead. Here we are. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. I am Bob the Bonehead. I'll probably work on my name later on in my career, because, it's a little nerve-wracking up here. I haven't been this nervous since stand-up. I haven't been this nervous since,
It's okay, buddy. Keep going, man. You're doing pretty good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Who put Hillary Clinton in? Hang on. Sorry, I gotta... This is my first time. I gotta look back at my notes. Okay. All right, I'm ready. So let's talk a little bit about deodorant. You know, people use it to clean up odors. So I was watching the new Matthew McConaughey movie the other day, and somebody better put some deodorant on that movie because it stinks. So I was picking my nose the other day, and I was picking, and I got something good. So when I pulled it out, it was a microphone stand. I was like, this is crazy. My buddy said, yeah, you never knows what you'll find in there. Thank you. Man, what a reaction. I haven't had a reaction that bad since I pulled a microphone stand out of my nose. No, thank you. Seriously, this is my first time attempting stand-up. I was talked into coming up here by my brother-in-law. And, no, don't worry. He's not really my lawyer. Because if he was, I'd sue him. And then who would look stupid? The lawyer standing there or me standing here with a microphone stand sticking out of my nostrils? Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. So, I was at a Garth Brooks concert recently, and, well, first of all, let's just get this out of the way here. What kind of a name is Garth? Is it like his Wayne's World again or something? Anyway, you know, he also goes by the alias of Chris Gaines. Chris Gaines. You know, all that is Garth Brooks with a wig on. What's he got to gain from that? Waffle chips? Oh, God. God. You know, every comedian has their signature joke or move or whatever. I'd like to start one tonight with you guys. I'm going to call somebody up from the audience and make them answer a trivia question. So tonight I'm going to call up the guy sitting right there in the front row with the John Woo haircut and the Uma Thurman sunglasses. The guy who encouraged me earlier on tonight. Come on up here, sir.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, man.
Sir, welcome. Welcome to Starbucks. How is your coffee drink going? What did you get?
I got the Mocha Choca Chocolaca.
Sounds stupid, man. Did that have sprinkles on it?
No, it's foam.
Whatever, man. Who cares? Oh, man. Have you ever had a microphone stand in your nose?
No.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
I'm on a spot right here. Right?
Shut up. Well, what's your name, buddy?
Ralphison S. Whitwaller. Come on, man.
Oh, we have
a winner.
I got
my boy out there. Don't be making fun of me.
All right, man. All right, look. All right, here's the trivia question. You got to answer it correctly or else you suck, man. Actually, I have nothing prepared. All right, man, thank you. I'm Bob the Bonehead. See you in the future.